This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, sitting in for Alex is by Michael Corbin. Alex will return on Thursday. I'm going to be with you tomorrow, and I'm really enjoying this. And it's an honor that Alex asked me to sit in for him. Love the audience, a very fine audience and a very fine program. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson here in just a moment. He wrote a book called Order Out of Chaos, The Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order. And this kind of reflects back to yesterday's program when we talked with Paul David Collins about his book, The Hidden Face of Terrorism, and how a lot of terrorism is actually state-sponsored. And when you get down to doing the math, it kind of makes sense. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. He's going to talk about how both Bush and Clinton, another thing I believe is that the bipartisan issue is nothing more than a smokescreen. We heard from a caller yesterday about the socialism, you know, how he thought it was, well and good and all of that. That is nothing more than the club. Socialism is the club that they are going to use to keep us all into a state of compliance. They're not socialists at all. If they're anything, if you really wanted to describe them, they're fascists. But their whole goal is to control the entire human resource. And that's another word I hate. You know, you notice you go to these big corporations now for jobs. You are dealing with the human resource department. What that essentially equates to is, just like the thing we're talking about with Pamela Hennessy, there is no dignity of life anymore. There is no dignity of the individual. You are nothing more to them than an economic unit of measurement. And this is precisely what the New World Order is about. It's an economic world order. It is nothing more than a bunch of money-grabbing control freaks who want to manage every aspect of your life and control you and get you to produce the things that they want as they live in paradise, if you will. And, it's personally a very repugnant, repulsive thought. Because I'm not an economic unit of measurement. I am a human being, and I am a productive human being, and I have a mind, and I think for myself. Thank you very much. So I don't want them telling me what to do. I despise them telling me I have to wear a seatbelt. I get tired of being told what to do. And if you ever wonder, at the end of the month when you get your paycheck and you look at all this money that flies out of your account, you start to figure it out when you start looking at where all this money goes. Because, you know, the very reason why you can't afford anything anymore is because they have homogenized everything in business. They've distilled it down to just a few select corporations that own everything. And the prices are fixed, and they're designed to keep you with your nose to the grindstone and constantly just breaking your backs, working hard, so that you have nothing at the end of the month, but you got to keep paying them. It's like a catch-22, and it just keeps on going, and it keeps on going. But anyway, also I want to mention too that my program, it's called A Closer Look. It's aired on Saturday night on GCN, the GCN Radio Network, and of course GCN, in my estimation, is the world's authority on what's really happening in the world, because they have brought together a lot of very, very controversial talk show hosts who are out there, you know, doing the work and digging up this stuff and bringing this stuff to you so that you can be informed. My program and Alex's program tackle very similar issues, and we really do cover the bases. A Closer Look airs on Saturday evening at 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, I encourage you to listen to that program as well. My website, too, is www.foraclosterlook.com. That's the number 4, aclosterlook.com. And I encourage you to go check that out as well. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson, coming up after the break. And also, Alex will join us briefly during this hour to bring us a special report from Los Angeles on the Arnold Schwarzenegger debacle. And as I mentioned, we're going to hear later on in the third hour from Greg Palast, who has dug up Arnold's Enron secret. may be getting closer to finding out what really the game is all about. There's a couple planks to it, but we're getting zeroed in on it. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, sitting in for Alex is Michael Corbin. And Alex is away. He is going to be updating us from Los Angeles, California this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, in just a little bit. He's out there covering the Arnold Schwarzenegger gubernatorial recall effort, and Arnold's vying to take over as governor of the state of California. And we're finding out there may be other reasons for why this is occurring. This may have been something that's been brewing for a couple of years. That's kind of like an insurance policy, if you will. We're going to find out all about that, too, because we'll be joined by Greg Palast during the third hour. We're getting our guest, Paul Joseph Watson, lined up. And in the meantime, I want to invite you to go to InfoWars.com, www.InfoWars.com. There is a whole litany of breaking stories concerning the New World Order, what's going on with it, and the whole thing. What's really interesting, there's an article on there from AP about the FBI sending Hamas money in the late 1990s. Now, again, we're going to be talking about state-sponsored terrorism and how this kind of thing occurs. And this article kind of illustrates that, again, you know, there's been some strange things going on. As I mentioned, Watson, Paul Joseph Watson, talks about how the Clinton administration and the Bush administration were helping to finance Osama bin Laden. Now, again, this is an AP article concerning the FBI. While President Clinton was trying to broker an elusive peace between Israelis and Palestinians, the FBI was secretly funneling money to suspected Hamas figures to see if the militant group would use it for terrorist attacks. Of course they're going to use it for terrorist attacks. Wonder what the heck they thought they were going to use it for. Ooh. The counterterrorism operation in 1998 and 99 was run out of the FBI's Phoenix office in cooperation with Israeli intelligence and was approved by Attorney General Janet Reno. Now, several thousand dollars in U.S. money was sent to suspected terror supporters during the operation as the FBI tried to track the flow of cash through terror organizations. Now, the FBI said in a rare acknowledgement of an undercover sting that never resulted in prosecutions. That's interesting, too. Quote, this was done in conjunction with permission from the Attorney General for an ongoing operation, and Israeli authorities were aware of it. Now, one of the FBI's key operatives, who has had a falling out with the Bureau, provided an account of the operation at a friend's closed immigration court proceeding. Arizona businessman Harry Ellen testified he permitted the FBI to bug his home, his car, and his office, and he allowed his Muslim Foundation's activities in the Gaza Strip to be monitored by agents, and they arranged a peace meeting between major Palestinian activists and gained personal access to Yasser Arafat during more than 4 years of cooperation with the FBI. Now, Ellen's FBI handler in the late 1990s was Kenneth Williams, an agent who later became famous for writing a pre-September the 11th memo to FBI headquarters warning that there were Arab pilots training at U.S. flight schools. The warning went unheeded. Well, now, Ellen, a Muslim convert, testified that he was taking a trip to the Gaza Strip to bring doctors to the region in the summer of 1998 when Williams asked him to provide money to a Hamas figure. You know, one thing as a sidebar to this, I interviewed a guy named John Loftus, who is an attorney, and he's worked in the intelligence agencies for many, many years. One of the things that he said, and again, this kind of goes back to what we're talking about, you know, what did the government know about the activities of these terrorists before September the 11th? He was talking about, you know, that there's such things as intelligence blocks where the agency, like the FBI, have these intelligence blocks and agents out in the street who might be doing their job, going out and digging up intelligence on these groups and things like that, may be legitimately trying to pursue these groups and find out what they're up to. But when they get their reports written and they submit their reports for any kind of prosecution or warrants or that type of thing, the upper echelons of the agency tell them, no, you back off of this thing or you back off of that thing. And, you know, in a lot of ways, again, you know, who makes these kinds of decisions? You know, who decides whether or not something should be pursued or not? And at what point is it justified that they are allowed to ignore something of as paramount as that? Anyway, our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to open the phone lines here and get some of comments from you guys. 1-800-259-9231. Now, going on with this article here about the FBI, Ellen testified that the operation that he was involved in ended abruptly in 1999 when he and Williams had a series of disagreements over the operation and disputes that began when Ellen angered the FBI by having an affair with a Chinese woman suspected of espionage. Now, Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, said in an interview that the White House wasn't informed of the FBI activities. Quote, we were not aware of any such operation, and that was according to Sandy Berger. I wonder why they weren't aware of it. FBI officials said that they tried to get Ellen to end the relationship and his work was terminated for failing to follow the rules. Now, what goes on here is interesting, is that Melvin McDonald, who is the former U.S. attorney in Phoenix who has championed Ellen's cause, said that the FBI's abrupt end of the investigation squandered an important intelligence opportunity. Of course it did. He says, Harry had been a tremendous resource to the Bureau. We did not have that many people like him with connections like that to the Middle East. Now, former State Intelligence Committee Chairman Dennis D. Consini, another Ellen supporter, said Ellen's work could have greatly assisted the FBI. But instead, you know, they busy turning their back to it to basically allow it to happen. Gosh. Well, anyway, check out Infowars.com. It's www.infowars.com. Also, congressional reports out now that says the terrorists could buy special equipment from the Pentagon. Again, you know, another one of these interesting stories that ABC News has provided, that the GAO found that the Department of Defense has not attempted to determine who is buying some of these exotic weapons, biological weapons. Let's see here. According to a draft report, which came out by the General Accounting Office, which was obtained by ABC News. Now, according to this report, which is due to be released today and discussed in a hearing of the House Government Reform Subcommittee on National Security, Congress ordered the GAO, its investigative arm, to set up a phony company to see how easy it would be to buy surplus lab equipment from the Pentagon. Now, using fake names, GAO investigators went to a website that sells Pentagon surplus and ordered items to be ordered items that were needed to produce bacteriological weapons, including evaporators, centrifuges, bacteriological incubators, and protective clothing. So anybody can really walk in and buy it. In its report, the GAO found that the Department of Defense has not attempted to determine who is buying excess biological equipment and how these items were being used. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is an example of how inefficient and how incapable the government is of protecting you from terrorists. You know, I'm amazed that they actually could get you to believe that they can provide you safety and security from terrorism and from terrorist activities. They cannot do it. One thing, too, to keep in mind is over in Israel, you know, and this kind of harkens back to the idea that they're taking our liberties and they're couching it in the war on terrorism. But you look at Israel, which is a virtual police state. Sure, you know, they may not have had a plane hijacked in a long, long time, but nevertheless, they're still having bombs going off in Israel, killing lots and lots of people, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. The same thing applies here. I mean, just as this ABC News report illustrates, that there is no way that the government is able to protect you from terrorism, from anything like that. You know, you have a responsibility to your families. You have a responsibility to your communities to be responsible and take care of the things that you take care of, defending your family, defending your property, and taking care of your own. And that should not be left to the government to do, because the government cannot do it. It's not an efficient system, nor is it possible to do. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. As I mentioned, coming up a little bit later on in the bottom of the hour today, Alex Jones is going to be joining us from Los Angeles to give us a special report on his observation of what's going on out there in California, where Governor Gray Davis is the recall effort to recall Governor Gray Davis. There's two things that we were talking about yesterday, and that is we're going to talk with Greg Palast today about his discovery of Arnold's Enron secret. But more importantly, the election is coming up, and you know, it's my belief from just observing what's going on out there, it's my belief that one of the things that they're trying to do is they're going to get Schwarzenegger in position to assure that California, and we know they've got Florida sewed up because of the fiasco that took place back in 2000. They want to assure that they have California and Florida, which are two very, very important states to Bush for getting reelected. And one of the things that may be occurring out here is they're getting their ducks in a row, if you will, in advance of the election, which is going to take place, you know, next year. But the interesting thing about this whole thing is what Palast has discovered about this $9 billion fiasco with Enron and how important it might be that Arnold be elected, because apparently Arnold attended a meeting on May 17th, 2001 at the Peninsula Hotel in Los Angeles where he and Enron chieftain Kenneth Lay met with convicted stock swindler Mike Milken. And Alex mentioned Milken yesterday. Well, the deal is that there's been a suit filed by California, the state of California, by none other than Cruz Bustamante, demanding that the $9 billion in profits that were taken out by the oil companies during that fiasco back in the late 90s and in the early 2000s, demanding that $9 billion be refunded to the state of California. Well, of course, our president and others in his orbit have a vested interest in some of these companies that looted the $9 billion, and they're going to make sure that it doesn't come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. Lines are open. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after this.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 94 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Continue, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Lines are wide open now. We've got some callers. And I'm Michael Cortman, sitting in for Alex Jones, who is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to give us an update, a special report from Los Angeles, California. And we're looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Paul is calling in from New Jersey. Good morning or good afternoon, Paul, depending on where you are. In New Jersey, you're on afternoon. Good afternoon. Okay, I'm sorry. Charlie from South Carolina. Go there.
Yes,
Charlie.
Sir.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good.
First time I ever talked to you. I've talked to Alex before. But I have to make a disagreement with you.
Okay.
And when you say that there's nothing that the government can do about it, sure, there is. They stop doing it. They're the ones that are doing it. And not only that, they can close up the borders, stop interfering with other people.
Yeah.
And so forth. There's a lot of things they could do.
You're darn right. Go ahead, Charlie. Go ahead.
But we got to Gestapo, New World Order government, and that's what they're going to do, interfering with other people. I mean, they say Saddam Hussein is a dictator. Well, he's mild compared to what we got.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, there's a lot they can do about it. I think you know, when like yourself, there's a lot of them saying that, you know.
Well,
there's a lot of guys out here listening on the Scott Wave are saying, you know, we got a threat of terrorism. Yeah.
Yeah.
From our own government. That's where the threat is.
Well, I should say the government stopped doing what they were supposed to do, and they're doing what they're not supposed to do now. Right?
Yeah. Well, they're the ones behind it all.
Yeah. That's right.
It goes common sense talk, you might. If they're not closing the borders up, right?
No, they're not.
If anybody's flown over, then they're not concerned about their family being terrorized, are they?
No, but you know the thing
is that... So doesn't that tell you that they're the ones that are doing it?
Of course.
They're not concerned about...
They're not concerned about us anymore. They're not concerned about that. They want to deconstruct
our society. They're not even concerned about themselves being terrorized because they're the ones that are doing it.
That's right.
That's why they're not closing up the borders.
That's right.
Common sense tells you that.
Well, and sure, and the thing is that... There's a couple of things that are going on here when they do this. Number one, they're not maintaining the integrity of American culture. Number two, they're not facilitating or not providing the reason for coming to America in the first place. That other, you know, because face it, I mean, we were a melting pot, but you came to America because America was America, and it was free from the tyranny and oppression that they were experiencing in their countries. And the problem is that now we're letting all these folks in. Number one, we don't know who's here. The terrorists are here, and we don't know what they're doing. The second thing of it is that they don't adhere to American values and cultures. So there's nothing organized or anything about it. It's a complete desecration of our culture.
Well, you know, Bin Laden's and Al Qaeda. Is George Bush's, the Bush crime family buddies.
That's right. That's right. It's a cabal.
And they set it all up. They're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. They are going to keep doing it until they're done.
The only way we're going to change this country, I'll tell you the only way we're going to change it.
How's
the people
that?
In this country got to demand paper ballots.
Well, that's one way. But I mentioned yesterday one of the things the only way I see that this is going to be reversed is for every person in the United States and around the world to get back to what is right and get back to, you know, the basics and think right. Because until that happens, until we get over our greediness and our material, you know, we cannot be totally materialistic and hope to succeed as a culture or as a people. It just will not happen. Because
you're not going to get anybody in there to do the right thing unless you get paper ballots.
Well,
they're stealing the votes.
Yeah, but you got to get get people in there that are going to understand that they're there at the behest of the people, not at the behest of the corporations or the ruling elite. That's the problem. The paper ballots will help get the right people in there, but you got to vote for the right people to start with, and that's
educate the people.
That's right.
Buchanan won up in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Because they had paper ballots.
What's happened to him?
Well, he went. He's a losing case now. I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, something's happened to him. I mean, I've seen him kind of change over the years. He's kind of
He's changed. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotten soft.
Yeah, but the thing is, everybody criticized Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy was the only one that was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
He was going to try to change this whole. I know he was mixed up with his old man was the one that was behind all that garbage anyway.
Well, yeah.
If you don't get paper ballots in, you know what happened in South Carolina here?
Huh.
I don't know if you heard of Attorney General John Charlie Condon.
Charlie, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've got to move on. We've got to take a break, okay? Thanks for calling. Keep listening. 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. Alex Jones is coming up next with a special report from Los Angeles, so stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin. There's a lot more to come on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire
4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit the web at cliffscott.com. I use it every day and it works.
We continue. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's going to join us momentarily from Los Angeles with a special report. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and the lines are open, so give us a call. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the phones. We talked to Charlie in South Carolina. Let's go to Warren in Colorado. Good afternoon, Warren. You're on with the air. You're on the air.
Yeah, nice to hear you on 1360 out of Johnstown. We get a better signal out here in northeast Colorado.
Oh, okay. I'm just down the street from you, actually. I'm in Denver.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. What was your website again?
www.4aclosterlook.com.
Okay. I've got it. You've been all over the... You've touched on a lot of things today.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, that Arnold Schwarzenegger thing with the... it's incredible how far this country's gone where, you know, we used to just discount a person like that.
Yeah.
To run, and I can't wait for Alex to come on and give us an update.
No, he's with us now. We're going to go to him as soon as I'm done on the call with you.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work.
All right, well,
and we'll
thank
talk
you.
To you later. You bet.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, and as promised, Alex Jones is on with us from Los Angeles, California. Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Great, Michael. Just to give you an update, I mean, obviously everybody knows as much about this race as we do from watching the news, at least on the surface. But it's obvious that they're focusing on the sexual allegations, just like they did with Bill Clinton.
Sure.
Instead of focusing on the real meat potato issues. Now, I'm not saying it's okay what Arnold's done when you got over 20 women saying this, where there's smoke, there's fire, as he admits. And, you know, obviously the guy's an out-of-control animal. I mean, this is more than just groping from these allegations, and he hasn't denied it. In fact, they now have a new term for him, apologinator, I believe is the is the new term.
Yeah.
But just like with Monica Lewinsky, these are serious issues, but they pale in significance compared to the sellout of missile secrets to China
right.
and the Clinton death list and the rest of it. Well, the same thing with Arnold. For every 100 mentions in the local press, the national press, of Arnold Schwarzenegger and what he's done with women, there might be one mention of, the Hitler allegation. Well, the guy said in two separate magazine interviews that he wanted to be a dictator. He said in a book proposal that he wanted to be a dictator and worshipped at Nuremberg like Hitler, and then he admired Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the record. Then you add to that his dad being the Gestapo officer and police chief, hanging out with Kurt Waldheim, the high-level Nazi, former head of the UN, campaigning for him in 1986, when confronted by reporters saying, I don't care about the Nazi stuff with Kurt, I love him. Then you add to that all the other things he's doing, open borders, anti-gun. I mean, that's a whole other story of how the so-called neocons are, falling after themselves, worshiping Arnold.
Right, yeah.
But to have them in the news focusing on, these allegations with the sex, with the women, it's much more serious to have the comments where he wants to be a dictator, he wants to be worshipped by crowds at Nuremberg, he admires Hitler. So really, I'm sure that now from watching it and from being here on the ground, that's the diversion, that's the distraction, because he couldn't survive having to say, I don't know why I said I loved Hitler. But he can survive all the sexual garbage. And they're saying on the news, they've got Democrats up there going, well, Bill Clinton did this, and so what if Arnold did it? We've got to just accept it. So also morally, they're lowering the bar
sure.
a whole nother level. And I would predict today that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be elected. One of the big reasons is a lot of the state has the Diebold touchscreen voting system, and Diebold was caught in the 2002 election manipulating votes right here in California. And Diebold and others are doing everything they can to keep this story under wraps, but at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have a touchscreen electronic voting fraud section that really proves that all of this is going on. But I would predict, and it's not a hard prediction to make, that on the one way or another, we'll end up the apologidator, or however you want to say it, will be the next governor here in the fifth largest economy in the world. And then you've got Orrin Hatch, who admitted to the Associated Press that there's a Republican and a Democrat version of a bill to start the repeal of the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution so that Arnold can run for president. So they've got big plans for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and now they've lowered the bar even further. You can pose in the gay porno mags. You can be anti-family, anti-gun, pro-open border. You can say you want to be a dictator. You want to, you admire Adolf Hitler. You want to be worshipped like Adolf Hitler was worshipped in Nuremberg, with the mass totally shutting off the thinking process, is what Arnold basically said. Mm-hmm. You can say all of this. You can be involved in all this. You can smoke pot on video. You can be a steroid addict. You can have one of the dirtiest mouths out there, and the neocons will love you. But if you're a real conservative, a real patriot, a real Christian, you'll be called a devil worshiper by the Pat Robertsons of the world, who say that forced abortion and infanticide is a good thing in China. So they're really scrambling the terms now today, and there's a conditioning process going on where they go, well, the bar's been lowered. This is just no big deal. You know, all these women coming out and saying this.
You know, Alex, granted, and the observation is very accurate, the sexual scandal, you know, and from a political standpoint, with everything that's come before Arnold, is a very manageable scandal that doesn't really detract necessarily from the candidate. What do you see at a deeper level? What do you see is the real appeal of Arnold for the governor of California?
Well, it's fluff. It's hype. I mean, the World Bank and IMF have said in their own documents that, that whenever they come in and blow out an economy and consolidate it, which is where they get their power from. They print the money. Everything's about getting us overextended, getting control of us. That they will just put in different puppet leaders to take the blame.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, into last year, in Argentina, they had, what, six different leaders in about a six-month period, every month bringing a new one in, blaming him. As they took the bank accounts, as the economy fell apart, as the IMF and World Bank took control of the water supplies, the natural resources, the roads, the telephones, basically the whole thing went into receivership of the IMF and World Bank. And so they come in, and the IMF and World Bank take control of the government. They call the IMF riot. Then when there's no food, people go even more crazy. Then they have to call the army out to, quote, restore order. This is all by design. They want things to race all the way to the bottom, like they've done in Iraq and many other countries, like they've done in Serbia, like they're doing in Argentina, just with the economics, not with the military. And then after they've been able to do that, they can then come in and totally rebuild the entire economy with 100% ownership on the New World Order. So it's the same thing with Arnold or Bustamante or any of these people. You put in the establishment candidate, you know, with the left flavor or the right-wing flavor, but the actual actions are identical, just the rhetoric might be slightly different. And so Arnold is perfect for this Hollywood surface culture because he is a total and complete puppet. He looks like a robot when he's out there walking around with the little kids, you know, children for Arnold, liberal women for Arnold, mothers for Arnold. I mean, the whole thing is staged with a pack of goons around him, protecting him like the game show host was protected in The Running Man. So Arnold is the epitome. He is the future man if the New World Order continues to succeed, where we're going to have these puppets in every region of the country. They're nothing more than just little titular heads for the centralized federal government. So Arnold isn't a solution. He's just a bunch of hype. We'll just give them bread and circus. We'll just give them a bunch of hype instead of real substance, instead of somebody like a McClintock, who, by the way, is not perfect. but at least is pro-gun and wants to control the border.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great example for the globalists and the media of how they can sell socialism and big government and Nazism and perverted garbage at every level and still make it palatable and sell it to the people. So this is also a test for the population of will they buy this type of bondage. I think the answer is, at least out here in California, that the propagandas work quite nicely on them.
Yeah. You know, on Infowars.com, you have an article on there about the Nazis in W's closet. This is kind of an example, too, of the kinds of people that he surrounds himself with. And these guys are about their own unified agenda to take over things. Greg Pallas is coming up in the next hour to talk about his discovery of the Enron secret, Arnold's Enron secret, which may have something to do with why it was so important to get Arnold in as governor, because of this $9 billion profit, $9 or $10 billion profit that was taken by the oil companies, one of George Bush's favorite games to play. If he gets
it's incredibly disgusting. I mean, I have to watch when the news go, bring me the broom, bring me the broom. We're going to sweep Davis out. No more special interest, no more money in Sacramento. What you've been doing is wrong, and the people are sick and tired of it. We're going to deal with it. I got plenty of money. I don't need no more money. Yeah, like power. People don't want more power.
Yes.
And then we know from months ago, and again, it's in the article I wrote back on September 3rd, actually, I wrote the article the week before that. It took me a while to write it. And, I mean, I had mainstream news articles then about Arnold in some smoky room in Beverly Hills Hotel hanging out with the Enron chief and Michael Milken, the junk bond dealer, the felon, and they're all in there. I mean, Arnold's involved in all this. Arnold is a really serious, quote, businessman in all these backroom deals. He's connected to all these different people. And so you're going to see a further milking and raiding of the state as they tell people there's no more money, we're in debt. You're going to have to, you know, we're going to raise all these taxes. We're going to have a car tax. We're going to have 14 other taxes. And then they suck the conservatives in to go, okay, how are we going to pay for it? When in truth, if you look at the comprehensive annual financial reports, the double set of books that states, counties, and cities have, these guys have plenty of money. So again, it's just about a process of buffaloing California with a spectacle, a smokescreen, and accepting all this. And there's Arnold going, we're going to stop this corruption. It's absolutely horrible. I want to do something about it. It's just terrible. And he's more intimately involved with Enron and with Bush and his cronies that did it than Governor Davis, who, by the way, was involved in the scam with him as well, according to the Sacramento Bee. A couple of years ago, I saw the articles where he would buy power for the state at $137 a megawatt and sell it back to the power providers for a dollar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Davis is dirty too, but I mean, to just, you know, to have one of the chief demons up there going, we're going to deal with it, this is absolutely terrible, and good to me, you're going to have real honorable good work from everybody, and bring me the broom, bring me the broom, we're going to sweep Davis out of here. and it's total bread and circus, where, I mean, it's like going to a hockey game or something, where you know, has stacks of t-shirts throwing out the bread, you know, in the circus, and some heavy metal band going, we're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. I mean, it's just total. Again, people want the sugar-coated cyanide pill, and they're gonna get it.
They're gonna get it.
They're
gonna
wonder why they don't have jobs and why all these new taxes are going up. California is the model for the rest of the country, and this is a beta test for bigger things for Arnold later.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I'm going to cast a movie called Take California. I'm going to cast you as the lead actor in it, okay?
Bring me the broom. Bring me the broom. I don't know. It's just, we're going to be, let me just tell you something, Michael. It's so honored to be on your broadcast. We are going to end corruption in California.
I can't wait.
Let me tell you, don't worry about me working with Enron to keep the regulation going, to keep the scam going into the tens of billions.
That's right.
Don't worry. No. Hey. Listen. I apologize for that, too. I'm the apologinator.
That's right. You want to take some calls?
Sure, just one or two, because I've got to go out here and cover this story, and I've also got some meetings over here as we fight the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's do that. We only got a couple minutes in this segment anyway. Let's take a call from Bill in Arkansas. Good afternoon, Bill. You're on with Alex Jones.
Bring me the broom.
Oh, man. Well, I'm trying to keep rolling on the ground out here, but I'm talking like Arnold. I swear it sounds just like him.
He does a darn good job at it.
Watch me now. Believe me, Lance. I'm going to get all your property. You're going to have car taxes, bans on guns, open borders.
Well, I tell you what, Alex, he fit right in. Hell, people let him out there.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was calling. I might be a little bit offbeat, but you're talking about open borders and the Patriot Act and what is his Homeland Security?
Well, Homeland Insecurity.
Yeah, Homeland Security. You know, big thing here.
Yeah.
Well, I work for Department of Emergency Management. I was part of the Sheriff's Association. Worked for FEMA. This ain't nothing but a big bunch of bull. Ain't nothing there to grab people's freedom away from them and using it for a good excuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, we've got to take your freedom to keep you safe. I learned this in Austria. We had another great Austrian leader who did what he had to for the people of Nazi, I'm in California.
Well, you know, I sat around here in the country here a while back was on an orange state of alert. I got a call in from Little Rock. We're on orange state of alert, you know, and everything. Well, didn't get me excited. I knew that was going to happen.
It's all trying to go under federal control. And, I mean, it even came out last year. This is admitted by the White House that they were, quote, scripting terror alerts for political gain, ordering the CIA and FBI to put out fake terror assessments to, quote, create hysteria. That's the White House memo, create hysteria. Now, if Michael Corbin or Alex Jones or the caller from Arkansas go into a theater and yell fire, we go to jail. But not when Mr. Bush does it.
Yeah, right. Not when you're under his wing and his protection.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Bush, that's for sure.
But you're not a fan of gun control on borders? Well, you're a liberal then.
No, I'm not a fan of gun control at all. And open borders, let's talk about open borders. I live in the state of Arkansas where chicken plants are at.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a little old town I live in is about 3,000, and I think about 1,000 of them are illegal immigrants working at a chicken plant, you know.
Well, and you see, the government lets these big corporations create these felonies, and then the little companies go out of business because, number one, the INS will raid them if they got two illegals working there, and they just can't compete against this. And so, again, it's the IMF World Bank plan is to get rid of the middle class, and that's what's happening here. Disarm us. Repossess our way of life, get us dependent, get us into the system, either on welfare or the criminal justice system, or into big pharma and the psychological scams that are run by the psychiatrists and the psychologists. Get you somehow adjudicated to have some type of problem, financially, criminally, mentally, get you into their system. So I would take a caller you don't like. The new gun bill they've got in the Senate, sponsored by Republicans and Democrats, that'll, if you've ever had a misdemeanor, you won't be able to own a gun, and it'll register all gun owners. You don't like that? You don't think that's conservative?
No, I don't like it. And I tell you what, there, you know, Bush, a lot of people here in Arkansas voted for him because they thought he wasn't a gun grabber. Well, he's going to grab guns.
Surprise.
Like everybody
yeah.
else.
Hey, Bill, we got to move on. We're about out of time. Thanks for the call. Hey, Alex, listen, are you going to give us an update tomorrow?
Absolutely. I will give you an update tomorrow. And, Michael, you're doing a great job. I appreciate you phoning in for the show, and I hope that folks will visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I hope they'll get the new book by Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos. I hope they'll get Police State 3 Total Enslavement and Masters of Terror as well. I hope they'll get the videos and get them out to everybody and expose the system, pull the curtain back, and that's what we're doing here in California, working on getting the films out in a bigger and better way to defeat the globalists.
Okay, Alex, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. Okay, that's it. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey Base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey Base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Once this, pay only 10% of the normal cost for prescription drugs. You heard me right. Save up to 90% on your prescription drugs with the help of WellPharmacy.com. WellPharmacy.com compares prices all over the globe to bring you the best possible value available for your prescription medications. WellPharmacy is easy to use. Simply log on to www.wellpharmacy.com. Enter the pertinent information or consult with one of our physicians online. Then enter your prescription information, and the online pharmacies will ship you the medication you need. Billing is 100% safe, it's secure, and your information is never shared or sold to anyone. WellPharmacy.com cares about your health and what you've been spending on prescription medications, and the quality of service at WellPharmacy.com can't be beat. So what are you waiting for? Log on to www.wellpharmacy.com and start saving money today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother is afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother is watching you. I don't know about you, but he ain't my big brother. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Again, thanks to Alex Jones for his special report out there in L.A. covering that whole circus, and indeed it is a circus. Also want to invite you again to be sure and check out my program, A Closer Look, on Saturday night, 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the GCN Network. Our website is www.foraclosterlook.com. That's the number 4, aclosterlook.com. And we will all, Alex Jones, myself, and others on the GCN Radio Network, will continue bringing you truth in advertising. Anyway, let's take a call before we get to the Great Palace, of course, is going to be joining me at the beginning of the next hour. But let's take a call. Brad is calling in from Illinois. Good afternoon, Brad. You're on the air.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say fighting for truth, justice, and the American way there for a second.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wanted to, a few callers back, I think you were talking about this Homeland Security and Patriot Act and all the tightening down that's going on right now. But you know, I wanted to let the listeners know that, you know, this tightening down stuff really started in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. It just since 9/11 that everybody's got a focal point on. But, you know, I remember in the mid-80s, like 85 or 86,
yeah,
all the federal courts in the big cities started putting in the metal detectors and the high security, and then some of the bigger cities that could afford it started putting it in all their state and city buildings. And this was in the 80s when things were, you know, back to where they were normally. And you had to wonder, I used to ask myself, well, who are they protecting themselves from? There were no terrorists running around back then. They were protecting themselves from us.
And, you know, that's right. And, you know, Brad, the thing is that, and you bring up a really good point, this all occurred in very subtle ways, and it was always predicated upon one lone gun nut or somebody that did something that got them, they were able to whip the public into a frenzy to start accepting us. I remember here in the Denver area, there was a woman that was getting a divorce. filed for the divorce. Her husband came into the courtroom, shot her dead, and immediately the media jumped on it. We've got to have this. We've got to have that. And as a result of that, they've got all these protections and securities in place for this one incident. But I'm like you. You know, I'm not a terrorist. And who are these laws really construed against? It's us.
Absolutely. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is a caller back or so was talking about the paper ballots. And,
yeah.
You know, we all know these voting things are a sham. But, you know, I have to kind of agree with Lysander Spooner, the writer back in the 1800s, where he basically said that a secret ballot doesn't do anything but create a secret government.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with him on that. I mean, I've argued with people here locally when they have these sham referendums to get money for the schools or whatever.
Right.
Basically, it's nothing more than legalized burglary or robbery. And I've often said, hey, you know, you people who are voting for this, voting to stick your hands in my pocket, your names ought to be out there in public to see who is actually stealing from who.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so that's basically all I wanted to say. Yeah, I enjoy your show on Saturday night. I've never called in, but maybe some night I will.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Well, keep listening, okay? Again, thanks, Brad, in Illinois. Okay, coming up, I mentioned that we have Greg Pallas joining us at the top of the hour. Greg is going to be talking about his investigation into Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we're going to find out about his $9 billion dirty little secret with such luminaries as Kenneth Lay from Enron and Mike Milken, the convicted junk bond dealer. Incredible story. So stay tuned. There's more to come. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. Again, the number 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return on Thursday. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All